This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Two people were killed when Ukraine launched a big drone attack on 10 regions of Russia. The Russian military says it shot down 337 drones. Talks between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Ukrainian officials have begun in Saudi Arabia. One Ukrainian official started it off by saying Ukraine wants peace. More from CBS's Holly Williams in Kyiv.
Zelensky stressed over the weekend that his country has always wanted peace. They never wanted the invasion in the first place. But going forward, Ukraine doesn't want to be pressured into a ceasefire deal that rewards Vladimir Putin with territory and then allows him to invade all over again in a few years' time, because that has happened before. And to stop it happening again, Ukraine wants security guarantees, including from the U.S.
Stock futures are higher, suggesting Wall Street may stop the bleeding after yesterday's sell-off. Economist Larry Glaser.
There's an old expression on Wall Street: when your neighbor loses their job, it's a recession. When you lose your job, it's a depression. Right now, for most people, it's got a recessionary feel, and that's very uncomfortable because we haven't felt that way in a long time.
European and Asian markets are mixed. The House could vote today on a spending bill to avert a government shutdown this weekend.
The government will begin running out of money at the end of Friday unless a budget for the long or short term is passed. But without support from Democrats, it's uncertain if House Republicans are going to be able to get the near unanimous GOP support they'll need to pass any type of budget. House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiled a plan over the weekend. It would keep federal agencies funded through the end of September, and it would slightly boost defense programs while trimming non-defense spending. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of Mahmoud Khalil, one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. ICE arrested him Saturday. He's being detained in Louisiana. Police are ramping up the search for Sudiksha Konaki, the University of Pittsburgh student who disappeared while on spring break in the Dominican Republic. Mike Chapman is the sheriff in Loudoun County, Virginia, where Konaki is from. He's working with the FBI.
We are going on the presumption that she's still alive. We want to make sure that that we're exhausting every possible lead.
Konaki was last seen Thursday on the beach by her hotel. A new study finds only 7 countries met the World Health Organization's air quality standards last year. Australia, New Zealand, the Bahamas, Barbados, Grenada, Iceland, and Estonia. Christy Chester Schroeder is with IQ Air, which also ranked U.S. cities by air quality.
Of the 25 most populated cities in the United States, Los Angeles is now back at the top of that list.
Chad and Bangladesh are the world's most polluted countries. Dow futures up 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles with a quick look at this morning's headlines. Plans for a $13 million indoor ice arena in Franksville Park have been halted after the Racine County officials withdrew financial support, citing budgetary limitations and competing infrastructure priorities. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout the month of March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. The first session takes place at 5:30 this afternoon at the Humble Park Community Center, 2200 Blaine Avenue. The next at 5:30 on March 18th. And Mayor Corey Mason has vetoed an ordinance that would change the structure of common council proceedings, including stripping the mayor's ability to appoint members to standing committees. Last week, Mason vetoed the ordinance, which Common Council approved on March 4th. Mason wasn't present for the March 4th Common Council meeting. Again, Stuart J. Waddles is off today. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart this morning, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing 2 players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross. both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, I just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
My apartment's so small. I live in this teeny, teeny, weeny apartment. It's so small. I'd like to get a dog. I'm actually thinking of getting a dog. My parents actually said to me the other day, your little crappy apartment, that's a horrible, terrible place for a dog. Yeah, but I live there. At least the dog doesn't have to shave in the toilet like I do. Start off my day the other day dropping a whole box of Q-tips. You ever do that? You ever drop Q-tips? Nothing like starting your day off on your hands and knees, picking up individual Q-tips one by one from behind the toilet to remind you how truly moronic you is. And when I dropped it, I actually said, whoops! Actually came out of my, whoops! Whoops covers it if you're dropping stupid stuff like Q-tips. You know, whoops doesn't really do the job if you're dropping stuff like babies. You know? Really, I don't think there's really a word that covers it if you're dropping a baby. Maybe half a word at most, like a fa-fa! I don't drop babies, I don't hold babies. I, oh, please, I'm not gonna hold someone's baby. I get nervous holding someone's place in line, you know?
Night, I should have known better. The Beatles. See, Ringo's going to be singing at the Ryman. You know what the Ryman Theater is in Nashville? The Ryman Theater is like the holy cathedral of country music. That was the Grand Ole Opry used to be there. It still is sometimes of the year, but for the most part, that's where it started, the Grand Ole Opry at the Ryman. And I took a tour there once. You get to stand on stage, and this is where every country great, Hank Williams and Dolly Parton, and they all stood there on stage at the Ryman. Now Ringo Starr's going to be there. I found it interesting. That's all. And it's an NBC special, Ringo at the Ryman. Who knew? Coming up today, we've got sunshine. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 33. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 43. Clear 47 at Radio Park. The moon looks kind of reddish. Is that that blood moon thing they were talking about? It's kind of orange or reddish this morning. Kind of weird looking. Were you outside yesterday? It was like in the 60s. I went outside yesterday. I was going to put my jacket on to go move my car and get the mail. I stepped outside. It was gorgeous. It was springtime outside. That's all over with. It's 610 WRJN local news. Timeless Hits with Linda Ronstadt and their group, the Stone Ponies, right here at WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN 613 on a Tuesday morning. It's Tuesday today. You know what yesterday was? I missed this. Yesterday was my favorite holiday, National Napping Day. There are two ways to celebrate that kind of day. For starters, you can take a nap. Experts recommend 20 to 30 minutes to feel energized. A 60-minute nap, if your boss approves, can be helpful, except you'll be rested and you'll probably be lethargic and groggy when you wake up. Now, if you're not a napper, and some people don't like to nap, you can celebrate by going to bed early. National Napping Day. We missed it. It was yesterday. 6:13, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Ah, there's a kind of hush. Here's Hermits Hermits.
There's a kind of hush. So listen very carefully.
everybody. Hermits, Hermits. There's a kind of hush. It's 6:13, and we're expecting sunshine today. Temperatures falling to around 35. Really? Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 33. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 43. I'll take it. It's nice. Clear 47 degrees right now here at Radio Park. You know, parents spend 11 minutes a day bargaining with their kids. A lot has to do with food they don't want to eat. The most common insults kids toss out about their parents' cooking include, it smells bad, it looks bad, it's too mushy, it's too tough, didn't we just have this, and I don't like vegetables. Fair enough, that one's a classic. I used to use it all the time. I've told that story a million times, too. My mother, by accident, put a peas, the vegetable, on my plate. And she was just about to take it off the plate when she realized, you know, she made a mistake. And my father said, leave it. He's going to eat them. Bottom line is I didn't eat them. I sat there the whole time. My father says, you're not leaving this table until you eat. They went down to the rec room and watched television with my brother for 2 hours, came back. I was sitting there. I didn't eat the peas. I wasn't being, you know, obstinate or rebellious. I just knew if I ate them, I wouldn't keep them down. I didn't want to eat them. Finally, I went to bed, and my mother never made that mistake again.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of fresh coffee at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Celebrate 2 years of Just Brew It, serving up your favorite beverages and treats. Plus, here's a deal to perk you up. If you stop in and subscribe to the Just Brew It newsletter, you'll enjoy 15% off every order in March. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just stopping by for a cozy cup, be part of the spring festivities at Just Brew It. Fresh, local, delicious. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes. baggy pants, the old soft shoe. Touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as the smoke ran out. He talked of life. He talked of life. Instead, he said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go. Back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. How his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died. He up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. He said I dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tears. Most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles. Didn't Jerry Jeff Walker do that song too? Pretty sure. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They were actually in a movie, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. They were played a big role in it. It was Paint Your Wagon with Clint Eastwood. I believe that was the movie they were in. Weren't they also on the Andy Griffith Show? I think they were the Mountain Boys. Remember that with when that guy came down from the mountain? Remember that on the Andy Griffith Show? I think there was a Nitty Gritty Dirt Band in there. 6:25, local news, Dan Lissitz, WRJN. Hey, have you seen dryer sheets labeled vegan? One of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat. The dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make the clothes softer. There's something I could have gone my whole life without having to know. It's 6:25. Looking for sunshine today. Right now, clear 47 degrees in Radio Park.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love. The love that was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done. I'm walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel.
627 local news. Time that sits here at WRJM. All right, here's a fun fact for you. During SNL's first season, it was just known as NBC's Saturday Night. That's because ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. I remember that. When that show ended, NBC became Saturday Night Live, but they still say to this day, live from New York, it's Saturday Night at the beginning of every episode. They never say Saturday Night Live on the intro. And that's left over from the Howard Cosell days when ABC had the name. See what you learn here in the morning? This is stuff you wouldn't have learned anywhere else. 628, looking for sunshine today. Clear 47 now at Radio Park with the Lemon Pipers and Green Tambourine.
Be a silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. When you toss a coin, now listen while I play my green tambourine. A dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
News, Townless Hit for the Lemon Pipers, Green Tambourine. While the tambourine's banging there, talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. A guy tried to rob a convenience store last week. I saw this video, by the way. A 42-year-old woman was buying candy and happened to be a fifth-degree black belt. She also is trained in Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing. So the guy comes in, he robs it. She's there at the counter. She surprises him with a one big kick and chased him out of the store. Police gave her a commendation for it. She was like half his size. She just calmly just gave him a kick. He went out the front door. She just went back to the counter to continue buying her candy. That was kind of neat. Hey, it's 6:30 on the noggin. Let's check news in the morning. Chris in for Stewart this morning.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. In for Stewart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin has become. It gives a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide. Savannah Tomei-Olson has more.
The Department of Public Instruction put out the 2023 Educator Preparation Program and Workforce Analysis Report. It shows that of all the new teachers who start their careers here in Wisconsin, 55% of them are still here and still teachers 7 years later. Almost half have either quit the profession or moved to another state in that time. The situation is even worse when it comes to special education. Only 46% of first-time special ed teachers are still doing the job here in the Badger State after 7 years. Now, teachers have gone through all kinds of challenges, from dealing with lower school funding to the child mental health crisis to difficulties exacerbated by the pandemic. But pay is also a big part of this picture. The new analysis shows when you adjust for inflation, teachers are actually making $22,000 less than they were 15 years ago. Diversity is also a top concern. Studies show kids of color learn better when they have teachers of color, but the data shows 94% of Wisconsin teachers are white. Meanwhile, a third of enrolled students statewide are racial or ethnic minorities. They'd need a 27% rise in teachers of color to accurately represent the state's students. Now, State Superintendent Jill Underley says the DPI has programs to address some of these problems, They need more resources. Governor Tony Evers proposed an over $3 billion increase in his budget for Wisconsin public schools. It would be a historic investment. However, Republicans have said that most of his plan is, quote, dead on arrival. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And it looks like plans for a $13 million indoor ice arena at Franksville Park have been halted after we're seeing county officials withdrew financial support due to budgetary limitations and competing infrastructure priorities. According to an article in the Racine County Eye today, the Racine County Ice Center announced the decision last week after County Executive Ralph Malicki informed them the county would no longer participate in funding or securing land for the facility. That's a quick look at news this morning. Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand when you want it at WRJN.com. Again, in for Stuart, Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
And the timing seems just right. Our Wisconsin weather improves, and today, the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism happening in La Crosse. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association has four nominees that are up for recognition this year. Sheila Everhart, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, says the state recognizes the value that agriculture tourism brings to the state.
Well, we all know that commodity prices are not always where we would like them to be. And we also know that farms continuously through our USDA has told us there's been a 25% decline in income or possibilities to create revenue. And agricultural tourism is truly an economic engine that the consumers want and they're willing to pay for, because most people are removed from a family farm and they want to have those experiences.
Sheila Everhart, she's the executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. The nominees that they have submitted for the Governor's Conference on Tourism include Skelly's Farm Market in Janesville for the Innovation Award. Food and Farm Exploration in Plover Center is offered up as the Bright Idea Award nominee. Busy Barn Farm Adventures in Fort Atkinson's been nominated for the Rising Star Award. And the Green Bay Packers and the whole NFL draft experience have been nominated for the Service Excellence Award.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation.
That's BioVet.
Are you being offered a complete seed treatment package? If your seed treatment doesn't help against soybean diseases like white mold, sudden death syndrome, and rhizoctonia, then it's not complete. Heads Up Seed Treatment offers protection against all of these diseases through its unique mode of action, systemic acquired resistance. Get the best defense against the unpredictability of each season by completing your seed treatment package with Heads Up. Visit headsupst.com to learn more.
And the National Weather Service in Wisconsin still asking all residents of the state to think about becoming a rainfall reporter. You can find details on how you can get involved at wisconsinweatherwatchers.org. There's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with winds northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Your destination in the morning, it's not to be in bed anymore where it's soft and quiet and natural and warm and peaceful and comfortable. No, you want to get to the place where you don't want to be. That's where you want to get, the place you don't want to go, the office. So you can be in your safe little cubicle there in the office. And there's a whole cell block full of these cubicles. And it's designed so you don't have to have a conversation with another human being ever again, you know? Maybe every once in a while somebody will walk in and everyone stands up and does that prairie dog thing. So you're working away until lunchtime, and finally lunch arrives, and that's great, because that's like parole for an hour. I get to go out and eat. Now, where do you go to eat? You go to the same place you always go. It's very convenient. You know everybody there, but you can burn out on it, you know? When you have too much of something you really like, after a while, you don't like it anymore. You don't even want to look at it anymore. Like if you have too much Halloween candy or too much Angelina Jolie, because... Oh, you can't change the truth by moaning at it, people. It's true. I've been eating at the same Chinese place all week long. I got Mugu Gai Pan coming out the yin yang. All you can eat and dim sum. I think today I'll have a burrito.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun. Well, you knew all along that your dad was giving wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Timeless hits, the Beach Boys, fun, fun, fun. Hey, coming up tomorrow morning here, at a little after 7 o'clock, we're going to unveil the brand new schedule for the Racine Theater Guild productions for the end of this year and next year. Yeah, Jocelyn Fish is going to be in here, and you're going to hear it first here on WRJN tomorrow morning, a little after 7 o'clock. Well, this community in East Texas pitched in to help a 13-year-old boy named Kaysen Snyder hang out with his friends more. You see, a car crash back in 2017 left him paralyzed from the waist down at just 5 years old, so he's been in the wheelchair since. Now, people donated enough money to buy him an all-terrain wheelchair, so now he can go hiking, fishing, hunting with his friends. They surprised him with it last Saturday. It cost $18,000. Whoever knew there was something like that? An all-terrain wheelchair. I loved hearing that. That's great. I never knew one existed. I don't know. I never heard of that before. Ah, let's have some fun at Palisades Park in New Jersey.
Last night I took a walk after dark.
Around.
Bum Bum Cannon and Palisades. But you remember his other hit songs? He had a couple more. He had Tallahassee Lassie and Transistor Sister. They were good songs. But Palisades Park, I think, is as big as Palisades Park. I never went there. It was in New Jersey, right on the Palisades. That's why they call it Palisades Park. But it was right in New Jersey, right over the Hudson River there. It's 6:43. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you remember a movie with Jim Carrey called The Truman Show? Remember that, where he was locked in this house and there were cameras watching him 24 hours a day? Remember that? All right. They came out in 1998. At that time, the director, Peter Weir, wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every single theater in America showing that movie. And then the movie would cut to the audience watching the movie. Could you imagine the expense, and this was 1998, of putting hidden cameras in every single theater in America? Obviously, it never happened. At least I don't think it happened. I don't think anybody was watching me. The McCoys, Hang On, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on. Hang on, Sloopy. Sloopy, hang on.
Sloopy lives in a very bad part of town.
There you go. The McCoys, Hang On, Sloopy. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today, but temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 33. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 43. Oh, that was nice yesterday, huh? 60 degrees. Oh, it was so beautiful outside. I loved it. Clear, 47 degrees right now at Radio Park. Sun coming up over Lake Michigan. Looks beautiful this morning. So two high school golfers were playing each other in a tournament near Dallas, Texas 2 weeks ago. One of them ended up saving the other's life. Here's what happened. High school senior Angel Lucio heard his opponent yelling for help, found him in a water hazard. Turns out the kid fell in, tried to grab a ball, couldn't swim. Angel pulled him out. He's okay. Even though they were soaking wet, they decided to finish out their match. Angel won. Cops gave him the Hero of the Month award. Now, I'm not a professional golfer. I like putt-putt golf. But I know when my ball falls in the water hazard, it's like ankle deep. How deep are those water hazards when you play, like, you know, real golf? 648 WRJN.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Freddie and the Dreamers. I'm telling you now, I read an article recently with Freddie. I forget what his real name is. It's Freddie. I forgot what his last name is, but they read an article about him. Seemed like a smart guy. He's had a career after rock and roll. All right, maybe some things should be left unknown. Case in point, a woman in North Carolina who was searching for her biological father took a DNA test, found out something she probably didn't want to find out. He's on the FBI's most wanted list for murdering five family members. See what you, when you dig around, you find out these things, and sometimes you don't want to find them out. Looks like sunshine today. Temperatures falling to around 35 degrees. Partly cloudy, lows 33. Sunday tomorrow with a high near 43. If you're waking up now, you're waking up to a gorgeous sunrise over Lake Michigan. I love it. Clear, 47 degrees now at Radio Park. Here comes Stampeders, Sweet City Woman.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. Noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing. I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Sweet, sweet city woman, on the banjo and me, we got a feel for singing.
Stampeders, 1971, the year, Sweet City Woman. 6:56, local news, timeless hits here at WRGN. Looking for a gorgeous day today with a high near, well, dropping to 35. Right now, clear and 47 degrees here at Radio Park. I have a survey here of 1,000 kids. 100% of all those kids said their mothers are perfect. That's right. Every kid thinks their mom is perfect. The number one thing kids love about their mom, their kissing and cuddling ability. The rest of the top five, making you feel better when you're sick, making you laugh, baking, and telling stories. My mom, she was perfect. I got to admit, I'm with those kids. 6:57, local news, timeless hits, Petula Clark going downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can't always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown.
No place for sure.
your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close downtown. Just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, downtown. Downtown.
Tom Petula Clark, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Would you say you're good or would you say you're evil? A survey asked people that question. 67% said they're good. 26% said neutral. 1% said they're evil. Maybe you want to stay away from those people. All right, it's news time.
Local news and time.
It's 7 o'clock.
WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has begun talks with top Ukrainians.